Welcome to Expect Increase, where mindset and sales meet. This is episode 40, Using Your Business Voice When Social Injustice Occurs. Hi, I'm Sharique Richardson. I'm the founder of Digital Innovation Media Group. I'm the lead designer and marketing strategist. And what we do is we help you maximize your sales, your impact, and your reach so your business can elevate to the next level. You can get more information at digitalinnovationmg.com. And I'm joined today, as always, with Rashana Price. How are you?
Hey, Sharique. I'm doing great. Hello, everyone. I am Rashana Price, leadership and success coach and trademark owner of the phrase giver of awesomeness. I truly believe everyone has something awesome, amazing, a gift to really give to the world. And I help you do that through corporate events, speaking, training, individual coaching. So you can learn more about me at www.rashanaprice.com.
Awesome. And so we're talking about social injustice and how, as business owners, particularly Christian business owners, how we can go about that without the fear of it affecting our business, right?
Right.
Because when we're working in corporate, you know, I work for a very conservative company in pharmaceutical sales, and there was only like one opinion, and that was it. And so I remember people like myself, where we would kind of huddle with the meetings whenever there was a political victory, we couldn't express it out loud, but we kind of had to hide. But now, as business owners, you know, we have that freedom of expression, but you still, there's still a worry about, can I say this or should I state my opinion? Because I may repel clients or potential clients, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, it's definitely that, well, do you say something or do you not? And it is a question of, especially because if you're a business owner and your business is very small, or it's just you getting started, or you have a team of maybe a few people, there's not a whole bunch of people you might talk to, but you may be leveraging social media.
Right. And so, you know, when things are happening in the country, and of course, there's a lot of division, unfortunately, in the country, probably more, well, I want to say more now, it's just more overt. I think now that where in the past is more concealed, people are now just being very open about what they believe. And it's very eye-opening, I will say, over the last year and a half. So now it's about, okay, this is what I stand for, but who am I offending? And also, hey, I don't work for corporate anymore. I want to say what I want to say. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like a battle going on. And
Go ahead.
No, so it's just a battle going on within. I can speak to that personally, you know, because there are a lot of things going on that I do not agree with. Now, I don't believe, I just go ahead and call a thing a thing. I don't believe in everything the president is doing. I don't believe that he was the best choice. However, you won't find a post of me calling him a name. Because he's still God's child, regardless of how I may feel about him politically or even socially. So
wait,
I'm very...
Well, Sharique, that last little part broke up a little bit. Say it again. The last thing I heard was that you said, I don't agree with everything, but you won't find a post.
Oh, yeah. You won't find a post of me attacking him as a person.
Uh-huh.
You won't find a post of me calling him a name. But, you know, I may attack some decisions. I may attack some things as far as how it affects people around me, like healthcare. Mm-hmm. And I even debate a lot with other Christians because they have a feeling of all Democrats are going to hell and Republicans are going to heaven. I'm like, no, guys, politics is politics. It's corruption on both sides.
Yeah.
The way that if you're looking for real guidance, look up. It's not going to be in a political office. So, you know, I'm very measured in that because I don't think God would be pleased if I were to call him some of the names that people have called him. I don't know. God would not be pleased if I took part in some of the part of the pettiness, to be honest with you. So I think I have to be very careful of that as a Christian. As a business owner, though, I have to realize that God, I'm really blessed to have people come to me who are either like-minded or just don't care. You know what I mean? They just want the job done.
Yes.
So I don't think it's really, and it, my thing is if I'm saying something that really repels you, then maybe it's not my person. And that's kind of my philosophy.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things, like the difference now is that there are so many medias and avenues for people to put their words out there, right? Like we're doing the same thing. We're on a podcast. People mm-hmm. that like us follow us. They listen to us. They believe in the things we believe in. I think that that's a good thing, but I also believe that that can be a bubble that you live in, because then it's like, well, I only listen to people that believe the same things that I do. Yeah. Go to the places that I go, you know, want to be a part of the things that I want to be a part of. When there's learning, I think that can happen across so many different belief systems, right? Like, and, mm-hmm. and that there's not like, I love God. I love Jesus. I talk to him all the time. Like, that's just who I am. It's a part of who I am, mm-hmm. but not everyone is there. And not everyone is at the same level of even faith and belief that I have. And that's okay. Or they don't believe at all. And that's okay mm-hmm. too. To your point around our president and all of that, I respect the office.
Right.
So that's how I go about it. And I don't actually talk a whole lot about politics because I don't know, frankly, right? Like I don't mm-hmm. have this, and I don't even like, I don't let it come into my gates, right? So into my eyes. Mm-hmm. my ears a lot, because I will take it in. And then, you know, I'll have worry or I'll have anxiety about things that I can't control.
Right.
So to your point, I do look up I look up and I bend my knees and I say my prayers about it. And then I keep going and doing the things that God has told me to do. But when there's social justice that's close to home,
yes.
For me, it's, like I'm very passionate about education,
mm-hmm.
Public education, private education, charters, nonprofits. Like it's just all about like, how are we educating the future and what is it mm-hmm. that we're telling them, so that you'll see me speak up about things like that. So I think you've got to have your values in check
yes.
as a business owner, and really be able to like, here are the things where I'm going to die on a sword for it. And then here are other things that are really just noise and distraction.
Exactly. You know, and for me as a mother of three Black sons,
yeah.
I'm really big on, as far as police brutality, just making sure they are well-informed as young Black men. I don't want them to hate white people. I don't
right.
want them to hate anyone of any race. I just simply want them to be aware. First of all, they should know their history, which they do, but I want them to kind of give it to them in doses, not boom, here's everything. Here's this huge weight I want to give you when things happen. So I, you know, we try to explain things to them in their own way when they see them in the news, like Trayvon Martin.
Yeah.
You know, young man, you know, Mike Brown, people like that. I don't want them to hate cops.
Right.
So we have a cop in our neighborhood, Daniel, who, you know, comes around, he talks to the kids, he gives out stickers. You know, one of my sons called, he got a Go phone for Christmas when he was like three, and he called the cops at 1 o'clock in the morning trying to order pizza.
Oh my gosh.
And the cops came in their house. I'm like, who the world is at my door? And he came and he had a friendly conversation with the boys that, hey, we're here to help you, but we're not here to order pizza. I mean, deliver pizza, guys. We can't do that for you. So, you know, I want them to understand that there are good people and there are bad people. And there were white people who were still fighting and dying civil rights with us.
That's right.
So, you know, I want them to have a fair and balanced view of social issues. And I think that all cops are going to kill you, but I also want to be respectful. If you're pulled over, hey, have your hands visible, have your stuff ready to go.
Don't
argue. Don't go back and forth. Just give them what they need and just get out, hurry up, get done and come home. That's my goal.
Yep.
Because you may get the one cop that has, you know, a chip on his shoulder and may do some things. So it's really very well, you know, fair and balanced about that. I want them to just know about it. It exists. But I don't want you to look at everybody as this person's my enemy.
Right. Right. Yeah. I think that's such a good point because, yeah, we do. We both have boys and I have a girl as well. So there's just mm-hmm. different issues with girls and the things that they're going through and how to help them have mm-hmm. a body image and all of that. And what is beauty and what does it look like and hair. And there's just so many things. And then I believe like my family, we believe that it is more than just Black and white. So there's so much dialogue and conversation about race that is very Black and white, but there are so many other people, races that are experiencing things. And it really is about the heart. They're all matters mm-hmm. of the heart.
Exactly.
When it comes down to it. So that's what we're trying to instill in them and in our business and my coaching business and our real estate business. It's all about helping people to live a better life, whatever their version of better is, not my version. Mm-hmm. Their version.
Right. And, you know, and that's really the thing is just having that freedom to express it. But as Christians, we also have to check ourselves and how we express it. And that's not for potential clients. It's more for our Lord and Savior who's watching us and knows our hearts. You know what I mean? So it's really about doing that internal check first before you share, before you post. And, you know, because you are letting the world know this is what I stand for. But just make sure before you do that, is this something that's pleasing to God? Can this be presented in a way that's beneficial and helpful? And if someone disagrees or you disagree, there's a way to disagree. And I admit, I'm the first to admit that I have not always disagreed in the right way. And I pray forgiveness. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to sit here and lie to you. I say I'm perfect and I've done this all the best way. I have not. But it's all about growth and learning as we grow as Christians, as we grow spiritually and as business professionals of, okay, I've done that, but now I know better now how to handle this situation, how to express myself in a more mature Christian way. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, definitely. And I think it's one of those things too, like, cause you talked about growth and the journey, mm-hmm. definitely haven't been always as poised and like able to speak my mind around the things that I believe in. But one thing that I know, like this year, I'm being very clear. I'm being unapologetic about who I am and what I do believe. Like I recently mm-hmm. changed my profile, like the background of my picture on Facebook. And it says like, this is holy ground. And, mm-hmm. and that's just what I believe. And that's what I'm going to declare so that when people approach me or feel like, hey, I might want to say something in a way that might not be to the utmost, they'll think twice. And if they don't think twice, I'll be able to just let them know, I'm not sure what you've experienced in the past, but I'm not like everybody else. Because I do believe you have to teach people how to treat you in this world.
You do. Absolutely. And I'm sorry, I just got cut off just a little bit. I didn't know that someone called me. It's just, but no, we're going to keep going. Okay. But, absolutely. We have to stand on what your values are. And that's really where it all begins. What are my values?
Yep.
And it really goes back to that, knowing your values and knowing who you serve and who is watching, who knows the heart behind what you're doing. Are you doing to be petty? Or are you doing it to be helpful? Or are you just sharing? Are you sharing in a way that is going to either stir up?
Right.
Cause a whole bunch. Because there's someone that I follow him and I agree with him on a spiritual sense. But he clearly is leaning towards one way and has a huge following. And I like to go in and I know this is probably, I need probably better hobbies, but I go in to try to offer another perspective of looking at this. Because you can't think just because you check one party on a ballot that you're going to heaven because this party stands for this and that party stands for that. It's all about who we serve. And are we honoring that? Is the Holy Spirit within us guiding us and leading us, or are we letting politics lead us? And so I go in there to kind of just offer another perspective of, guys, look, there is no one party of God. It is a personal relationship with God that's going to get you there. It is not about what you vote for because one side does this, another side does that. At the end of the day, it's going to come down to what you are doing for Christ. Like the song says, only what you do for Christ will last. And that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? When you're posting and putting out your opinion as Sharique L. Richardson, and you're talking about your business and other things, it is about, this is what I believe and this is what I stand for. And there's probably people that are going to come to you when they have a need from a business perspective because mm-hmm. you're stating something that's maybe even contrary to what most people are saying that are in that sphere of influence or on that page or whatever. So that's
right.
Yeah. That's good. That's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to offer some clarity there, but I think it regards what it is, whether it's education, whether it's politics, whether it's race, whether it's healthcare, whatever it is. There's nothing wrong with disagreeing. It's only about how you disagree.
Yeah, it's funny you said I wanted to offer some clarity. Like,
oh yeah, now look at me. Offer a different opinion, right?
Right. That's such a great...
Right,
but it's such a good example of like, well, my viewpoint is clarity, like, you know.
Yes, we're all geniuses in our own mind, right?
So, I love it. Hey, you said it earlier. We're on the journey, and we don't have it right. Like, we're not saying we have it all together. We're just putting it out here.
We don't
as well.
Right. So thank you for checking that, because I just offer my opinion and my, just from my, you know, growing and my growth spiritually, that it's really about your belief. Mm-hmm. And so really think about that. And like I said, I'm not perfect.
Right. No, definitely. That's how we're definitely not here for that. So not at all. But it is about that, you know, because especially the work I do, I'm always like mindset, like how we say things, it always matters. Mm-hmm. And I find myself too, sometimes only seeing one way to do things, only one way to have things done. Like, I'm like, it doesn't take all that. Like, you don't need all of that. But for some people, they do need all of that. They need the extra on top.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to honor even like all the stuff that's out there even now, just about like, you got to be flossy. You got to have all this fancy. Like, that's not who I am. Like, I'm like, man, mm-hmm. can't we just do this in Chucks and t-shirts? I just don't understand.
Right.
But I recognize that's what people want to see. They want to see the made up version of people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a part of, I think, the other place where my value lies, in like, I want to see the behind the scenes, you're getting ready makeup part too. Mm-hmm. I need.
And there's a tribe of people who don't want that. I mean, because when I first came into coaching, it was all about everyone was flying to Paris and taking photo shoots in front of the Eiffel Tower. And it's like, okay. And they were, you know, selling this lush, or then other people were doing like photos of them at the beach, work at the beach. I don't want to go to the beach with a laptop. I don't know about you guys. That doesn't entice me.
I just don't understand, like, you're going to have sand everywhere. Like,
exactly.
I love the beach.
Right.
But I don't take my laptop.
Right. So for me, from a practical standpoint, the behind the scenes is really what made me connect with people. Mm-hmm. When I saw the journey, and when people said, look, there was a time I couldn't get clients, you know what I mean? And I want to know those stories, because you feel like a failure when you don't come in at the door and you have a boatload of clients.
Right.
So telling that behind the scenes story and having those values of not trying to sell you this glamorous image is really part of who you are. And it's a part of who I am, because I'm not going to be in Paris taking pictures in front of the Eiffel Tower either. You know what I mean? So it's important.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think it's one of those things, social injustice looks very different based on the landscape, the backdrop, the time of year, what's happening in our country, what's happening in your personal life. So being mm-hmm. able to pick, first align your values and then pick your battles wisely is a part of you being a business owner, but not necessarily staying quiet, because quiet has never made change happen.
Exactly. Exactly. Perfectly said.
Yeah.
So definitely thank you all for listening to us. Leave us some reviews. Let us know what you're thinking too about this. Have you struggled with this? Are you standing on the sidelines wondering, how do I state my opinions? You know, let us know how we can help you. And so leave some comments about different topics that you want to discuss, that you want us to discuss. And we'd be more than happy to do an episode on that. So thanks again. And just keep in mind, this is a pre-recorded episode. And I'm Sharique. You can find me on Instagram at Digital Marketing Works. My Facebook business page is Digital Innovation Media Group. And of course, I'm on LinkedIn as Sharique L. Richardson, MBA. Roshana, where can we find you?
Yes, you guys can find me on LinkedIn as Roshana Price. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram as Giver of Awesomeness.
Perfect. Well, thank you all for listening, and we will chat with you next time.